Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is the Giants Vice President of Ticket Sales, Jeff Tucker. But before we talk to Jeff, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. And Jeff Tucker is with us, the Vice President of Ticket Sales for the San Francisco Giants. Jeff, what an accomplishment. 400 consecutive sellouts, the Giants accomplishing that on Saturday, and they've extended it to 401 on Sunday. And, you know, it's a National League record, so that's the first thing you think about. It's not really close to what the American League record is, 794 straight home sellouts by the Red Sox, but still remarkable. So tell us, how elated are the Giants about having this record?
Well, we're pretty happy. It's been an amazing run the past 5 years here at the ballpark. But really, it's a testament to our fans, fans throughout San Francisco and really throughout the Bay Area that have supported this team, you know, through thick and thin. And the players as well, they really love playing in front of a packed house every night.
How do you think it was accomplished? I mean, obviously the team's playing great. I mean, winning 3 World Series in 5 years, and the streak started, you know, really when the team was coming to life as far as being a championship caliber team. But, I mean, with this ballpark and the fan base that exists, what do you attribute, besides just the playing of the San Francisco Giants players, what do you attribute the streak to?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the ballpark, because the ballpark's certainly a big part of it. We think the ballpark is a huge asset for us. People love coming out here. Even people that aren't diehard fans just love coming out and experiencing the ballpark. But then it really goes to our season ticket holders. We have a full season ticket base of 30,000 season ticket holders, and that's the highest in Major League Baseball as far as full season tickets are concerned. And season tickets are really the lifeblood of any professional sports organization. And for us, that's just huge, having those 30,000 season ticket holders.
Tell us what constitutes a sellout. I mean, sometimes fans might be there and say, oh, well, there are a few empty seats tonight. Maybe there are some no-shows or whatever it is. But what constitutes a sellout to be able to get to that number every game?
Sure. It's really having 41,500 tickets. And you know, I mentioned the season ticket holders being the core part of that base, of really 75% of that base. But then you have group tickets on top of that. You have individual tickets. The reason the number may fluctuate from night to night is because, you know, we may have some comp tickets involved in that. So it's a distributed number. It's 41,500 tickets that are distributed for any given game.
So, yeah, I mean, that's why the number changes. And do you think that the size of the ballpark is almost perfect for what you have as far as the fan base? I mean, you mentioned having all of those season ticket holders, and then there are enough tickets for fans who want to walk up, or, you know, maybe not walk up, but at least try to be able to get tickets throughout the season. Is that attendance figure, you know, the capacity of AT&T Park, is that almost a perfect scenario for the Giants to be able to sell out these games?
It really is. I mean, it was a conscious decision when the ballpark was designed to make sure we didn't make it too big. And as we like to say, there's not a bad seat in the house. You know, there's really amazing views from a lot of the seats in the view level upstairs. And it's a great space. And having the 41,500 is kind of just the right number where all the seats feel close to the action and you don't have a really high tiered upper deck.
We'll have more with the Giants Vice President of Ticket Sales, Jeff Tucker, right after this. Giants fans are settling for nothing but the best these days, so if you're in the market for buying or selling real estate in San Francisco, you'll want the A-number-one real estate agent. Well, at McGuire Real Estate, the top producer is Robert Merriman, and I encourage you to give him a call at 415-351-4698 or check him out at robertmerriman.com. Robert Merriman is opening doors for buyers and sellers in the city, and his excellent service is never discounted. Whether you're a buyer or seller in San Francisco, you need a creative negotiator on your team. Robert Merriman at McGuire Real Estate is the man for the job. Contact Robert at 415-351-4698. That's 415-351-4698. Or robertmerriman.com. Where do you think this ranks as far as the history of American sports? I mean, you know, in the NFL, they had to sell out for a long time there because they had the blackout rule, and that's been altered. But, you know, when you look at, I mentioned National League record, and, you know, maybe you'll be able to catch the Indians. They had 455 straight sellouts. That's the second highest total, so maybe the Giants can do that. But how do you look at this, just to put it in context of just overall sports and how difficult it is to reach a milestone like 400 straight sellouts?
Well, I think, you know, it is hard to compare to some of the other sports that maybe have shorter seasons. But for us, you know, what we think about is with 81 home games, you really do have to get creative. Even when the team's playing very well and winning World Series, a Monday night in April against the Marlins is still a Monday night in April. And so we're constantly thinking of how do we enhance that entertainment for everyone coming out. And so when we look at a Monday night game maybe early in the season, we're adding all kinds of special programs. We're doing groups for schools. We're doing fundraisers. We're doing special event theme nights, like maybe some of our heritage nights. So we, you know, throughout sports, it's hard for me to say exactly where it stacks, but I do know that with 81 home games, if we're going to keep it sold out all year, we have to stay creative.
So do you feel like, in a way, somebody has to leave the ballpark feeling like they were satisfied about the entertainment, even if the Giants lost? If they lose 8-0, you're bummed about that if you're a Giants fan. But when you leave the ballpark, how do you leave still feeling like you want to come back if you have that, you know, entertainment experience that we always talk about?
No question about it. I mean, we describe it as 2/3 ballpark, 1/3 amusement park. And for us, we take that entertainment factor very seriously. I mean, people are not only investing their hard-earned dollars when they come out to a game, but they're investing their time, and we want to make sure they have a great experience. Obviously, we can't always control what happens on the field between the white lines. Fortunately for us, it's been fantastic over the last 5 years, but our job is to keep it entertaining regardless as to how the team performs on the field. So we're always looking at those extras in terms of how we can enhance the experience while fans are here at the park.
Now, buying tickets has changed. I mean, we know with the advent of the internet, I mean, you can go online and get tickets. It makes things easier in a way. But tell us a little bit about the dynamic pricing and where that may go in the future. You know, for a while, I think it took some fans a little bit to get used to that. You know, maybe the Dodgers are coming in on a weekend. It's going to cost more than maybe if the Brewers are here on a Wednesday or something like that. So you know, do you think that'll continue in the way it is now, or how do you think that will be shaped?
Well, I think dynamic pricing for us is a fabulous tool. Russ Stanley, our senior vice president of ticketing, really got this started throughout sports back in 2008-09 timeframe. And when Barry Bonds was sitting on the home run record, we were sitting there thinking, okay, we're charging about $10 for every seat in our upper deck. Meanwhile, some of those tickets are being resold for $50, $75.
Right.
You know, how do we capitalize on some of that? And so we started in 2008 and 2009 testing a couple of things. And then in 2010, we went ballpark wide with dynamic pricing. And certainly that was not a big concept at the time. You look throughout sports now and it's commonplace and it's sort of the main thing. And for us, it does a couple of things. So sure, that Dodger Saturday in July is going to be a little more expensive. But now it gives that family that wants to come out to a Monday night in April a much more affordable ticket because we can drive. You know, with the Saturday price being higher, you can offset that with some cheaper prices on other days. It really gives a chance to show the truer value of an individual game.
What about reselling tickets? Other than, you know, putting them on Craigslist, how does the ball club get involved as far as reselling them for season ticket holders and others?
Sure. Well, that's a key for us. I mean, StubHub is a major partner, both with Major League Baseball and here with the Giants. And for us, you know, we realize our season ticket holders, the vast majority of them, cannot attend 81 games. That's asking a lot. So sure, they're going to give some to clients and business partners and friends, but we have to provide another avenue for them to be able to deal with tickets that they can't use for some reason. So StubHub for us is a great way for them to resell their tickets. And again, by setting up a variable pricing for our season ticket holders, as well as the dynamic pricing, it gives those customers a chance to attend all the games they want to go to and also still have a good value by being able to get some money back for games they can't attend.
More Ticket Talk with Jeff Tucker, the Vice President of Ticket Sales with the San Francisco Giants, right after this. Today's interview is being sponsored by Toscalito Tire and Automotive. You have to admit collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide guarantee backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, Going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive with four Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Now, an important part of selling baseball tickets is group sales, and I know you guys are really big on this. You know, especially recently, there were some great promotions with the colleges. I heard Kruk and Kipe were talking about how they wanted a cap from each university, you know, that you had Stanford night and a USF and on and on. So how do you guys go about picking that to decide, you know, group sales of tickets and, you know, tied in with promotions?
I think I have about 50 emails in my inbox waiting with people wanting those different college night caps. They were extremely popular. I mean, really, our theme night program is a huge part. Our special events program is a huge part of what we do here at the ballpark. It started really kind of focusing on the heritage nights that we do with so many, such a diverse community here in the Bay Area. But it's expanded too. We do a law enforcement night and a firefighters night and college night. And we really look for these different themes where we can work with any given community. And it's great because the community itself helps spread the word and gets everybody excited within that group.
Now, what about selling tickets based on a giveaway? Like, I mean, the one that I've always noticed is really popular at the minor league and major league level, bobbleheads. And, you know, it's like, how many can you give away? But how much does that really help to sell tickets?
It helps a ton. The bobbleheads are a big driver. What's happened for us recently that's kind of a nice opportunity for us is now, instead of using the bobbleheads on maybe some of our weakest games to help drive a sellout where people would expect that to happen, we can now take the bobblehead and add that to a Dodger Saturday. So we're actually helping drive revenue with the dynamic pricing, taking that higher and dealing with some of those smaller promotions like a college night that we spoke about, maybe to deal with a Monday night game in April.
It's amazing how people appreciate that. I mean, when something becomes popular, too, I mean, the bobbleheads, it's funny. I remember that was kind of popular back in the 80s, you know, and then it went away for a while, and now it's back. Is it hard sometimes to pinpoint what are people going to go crazy for?
It really is, but we have a great team here internally that's focused on that all the time. you know, between our marketing and our promotions department, they're constantly thinking about what's that next it thing going to be. We started with the Tim Lincecum gnome about 3 years ago, and that was super popular, and we've since done several players in the new gnome, but that's another new hot giveaway.
How much does it help that you mentioned Tim Lincecum? The Giants have been really, I think, striving for continuity. I mean, you compare the Giants with the team across the bay and the A's, and it's the opposite. And, you know, of course, the Giants have been winning, but they're trying to bring those players back. And with the exception of Pablo Sandoval leaving, and he was popular, a lot of the popular guys have been brought back and signed a long-term deal. So how much does it help you guys?
Tremendously. I mean, there's no question that not only has the team performed well on the field, but it's a great group of personalities. And being homegrown talent that people have seen move up through our farm system, play in San Jose, and keep moving up through the ranks, I think that's huge. And our fan base latches onto that and really gets excited about these players. And the players love it. The players are really excited to come out every night and play in front of a sold-out crowd. They really do feed off of that.
Yeah, I mean, there really have been some really good characters. You know, Tim Lincecum, hopefully he'll be back. I mean, he has to be one of the most popular players that the Giants have had in recent years. Every time he took the mound, just the way the fans have reacted to him, right?
No question. Lincecum will be forever an extremely popular Giant and, you know, helping us win our first World Series here in San Francisco and being a key part of that. The fan base has embraced him and will continue to embrace him.
All right, Jeff, look in your crystal ball. What do you see as the future as far as ticket prices? You know, based on this year, we'll see. I mean, maybe the Giants pull off a miracle and make the playoffs, but it's going to be tough. But, you know, as you stand now, the popularity of the team, does that mean that ticket prices keep going up? How do the Giants figure that out?
Well, I think, you know, every year we sit down, we gather all kinds of data on how tickets are selling in the marketplace. So you mentioned we talked about the secondary market earlier. We look at StubHub data. All those types of things to figure out where to take prices moving forward. But the one thing for us that remains really important is that our season ticket holders will always get the best price. And so for us, you know, that's a commitment on our end. And the season ticket holders have been huge for us and committed to us. As I mentioned, that 30,000 base is just a massive part of how we keep the place full every night. So that's a key. When we do dynamic pricing, the season ticket holder rates become a floor for how we establish dynamic pricing, and the prices kind of go up from there.
And I guess what people know that the ballpark is sold out every game, it gives that feeling, okay, it's a hot ticket. I need that ticket. It's a hot thing. Do you get that impression? Is that one of the reasons why the Giants are successful as well? Even if you're just a casual fan, you know that it is the place to be.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, this year, you know, we've had a lot of milestones. In addition to having the 400th sellout back on July 11th, we celebrated the 50 millionth fan.
Oh, I remember that, right.
In the park.
Yeah.
Here at AT&T Park. And so, you know, what's great for me is people still refer to the park as the new ballpark. Whereas here we're sitting in year 16 since the ballpark opened, and they refer to it as the new park. And I think that's really a testament to all the people that work day in and day out to keep this place an exciting place to be.
Yeah, you know, this might be one of the more unique stadiums in the country where if you don't sit in the lower deck, you might even be happier sometimes. You're going, wait a minute, I've got this beautiful view if I'm in the upper reserve seats, whereas other ballparks will say, you know, I really don't want to be up there in the nosebleed, but you get that view. I mean, you have people sometimes even requesting, I'd rather be up than down into the lower deck.
No question. I tell you, there's a seat. It's the right field corner, the very last seat up at the top there that has just an amazing view of the Bay Bridge and all the boats out on the bay. And so, you know, we mean it when we say it. There is no bad seat in the park.
No, not at all. Well, congratulations on the streak. I hope it keeps going for a long, long time. And thanks for your time, Jeff. And keep it going. You know, it's nice to have a streak like that. Something to be proud of for sure.
Joe, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on today.
That's Jeff Tucker, the Vice President of Ticket Sales for the San Francisco Giants. More Giants talk on Wednesday when John Shea, our regular guest from the San Francisco Chronicle, will be our guest from San Diego, where the Giants are taking on the Padres. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.